Well, good afternoon, friends. You can tell it's not afternoon my time, but hopefully it's afternoon your time. I'm here in the middle of Bow Street in Lisburn. It's late at night. It's just gone 11:05, and I'm outside one of the most famous greengrocer shops of all time, JT Greens and Sons. It's a institution here in Lisburn. It's been here from ever I can remember. Recently, it's been renovated. It's still undergoing renovations, and I can highly recommend, if you're in Lisburn, pay a visit to Greens supermarket, especially if you like jam, chutney, sauces, and those sorts of things. They've got a tremendous selection here in Lisburn. You know, I was walking through the town one night with our dog. I let him off the lead if we're maybe in a park or somewhere that's enclosed or somewhere that's relatively safe, but I would never let him off on a main street like this. I don't know what he would do. He's not all that well trained or well behaved, but we still love him nonetheless. But on a couple of occasions passing through Lisburn, maybe whenever the shops are still open, Thursday night, late night shopping, and Greens is still open, there's been a couple of occasions where I've walked through the town centre and I've saw a coolie dog sitting just in the doorway of Greens shop, just outside the doorway a little bit, looking into the shop as the doors are open and some of the customers are filing in and out. And there's this coolie dog sitting obediently, not being distracted, and it's just looking through the front doors of the shop. And I thought that was an amazing thing. There's a dog, it's not getting distracted, it's not running off, it's patiently waiting for its master to return. And there was a dog that was obedient, there was a dog that was well trained, there's a dog that was patient, there's a dog that wasn't getting distracted, there's a dog and it's waiting for its master to return. And a couple of people walking past noticed it as well and thought it quite an unusual thing. And I just looked at that dog and I thought, what obedience, what patience, what devotion, as that dog waits for the return of the master without getting distracted. And that just reminded me of what the Word of God says in Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, and verse number 37. Jesus Christ our Lord said, "Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them." Parable that speaks about the Lord's return. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. That dog was obedient. It was watching. It was waiting. It was anticipating the return of the master. It wasn't getting distracted. It wasn't wandering off. It was watching and it was waiting. And the Saviour encourages us to be ready for his coming again, to be ready for his return. Blessed are those who, whenever the Son of God comes back, are found watching and waiting. I wonder, will you be watching? Will you be waiting whenever Jesus Christ returns? Will you be worshipping? Will you be witnessing? Will you be in your place? So many of God's people over the last number of years seem to have got discouraged and distracted and are no longer watching and waiting and living in obedience and anticipating the coming again of our Saviour. May God write his word today upon our hearts. And if you're a child of God, let's be active, let's be busy, let's be obedient, let's watch, let's wait, let's worship, let's witness as we wait for the coming again of our Saviour. God bless you. Thanks for listening. I think I'm here on my own, but there's a lady walked past a bit earlier. She probably thought I was a bit nuts standing talking into a shop window. But there you have it. God bless you, friends. See you soon.